CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has addressed this year's APEC CEO Summit in Vietnam, outlining what he's describing as China's new journey. As part of his speech, Xi Jinping suggests China will have an even larger market in the next 15 years. He says China is likely to import $24 trillion worth of goods during that period, as well as attract $2 trillion direct investment. He's also suggesting Chinese companies are poised to make $2 trillion of outbound investment over the next 15 years. Xi Jinping has also renewed a call for building a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific. The Chinese president arrived in the central Vietnamese city of Da Nang on Friday to take part in this year's APEC Leaders Summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the APEC sessions in Vietnam. As part of the session, the two leaders have agreed to push forward the construction of a free trade agreement throughout the Asia-Pacific. The two leaders have also discussed the situation on the Korean Peninsula. The meeting between the Chinese and Russian leaders is the first since the now-concluded CPC National Congress. China's ambassador to the Philippines has penned an op-ed ahead of Premier Li Keqiang's visit to the country. In his article, Zhao Jianhua says the premier's time in the Philippines will help bolster China's neighborhood diplomacy. Li Keqiang is headed to the Philippines this Sunday to take part in meetings among ASEAN member states as well as South Korea and Japan. His visit to the Philippines is the first by a Chinese premier in 10 years. The government of the U.S. state of Wisconsin and Taiwan's Foxconn have signed off on a $3 billion deal to build a massive display screen plant. The contract locks the state into providing up to $3 billion in tax incentives if Foxconn invests $10 billion on its new screen factory and campus near the city of Racine. The company will also have to hire 13,000 workers to get the full benefits of the package. The deal is the largest state tax incentive package offered to a foreign company in U.S. history. If Foxconn doesn't fulfill its side of the contract, it will be obliged to pay the Wisconsin government up to $500 million. The Chinese delegation to the ongoing UN climate talks in Bonn is calling for focused discussions on pre-2020 action. Chinese negotiator Chen Zhihua has characterized this as unfinished business. Chen Zhihua says the Doha Amendment needs to be put into effect as soon as possible. The Doha Amendment was the second commitment to the Kyoto Protocol, inked back in 1997, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba generated $17 billion in online sales by mid-morning on Saturday, China's annual Singles Day online shopping spree, which falls on November 11th. The company is already claiming a new record, saying it has managed $1 billion sales in just 2 minutes into this year's Double 11 shopping promotion. Figures from Alibaba also suggest that 90% of deals through the first 2 minutes were done via mobile devices. Most buyers were from Shanghai, Beijing, Hangzhou, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen. Toronto police say they believe two Chinese students reported missing this week are the victims of a scam meant to extort large sums from their families. Police said the Chinese girl named Zhang Juanwen, 20, was last seen in downtown Toronto Wednesday, while the Chinese boy Xu Ke, 16, was last seen Thursday in the Scarborough area. They believe the disappearances are linked to a scam in which Chinese students are told to go into hiding and stay off social media or their relatives are in China will be hurt. The families in China are then contacted and told that the student has been kidnapped. Police said the families are then asked to pay a large ransom, adding that they are concerned for the safety of the two international students. Several UN agencies have expressed grave concerns over the impact of the land, sea, and air blockade imposed by the Saudi-led military coalition on Yemen. A UNICEF representative in Yemen says the blockade prevents the movement of aid personnel and the delivery of vital assistance to children in desperate need. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has warned that more people will die if ports in Yemen do not reopen to humanitarian aid. The organization says its supplies in Yemen are critically low. On Wednesday, the WHO was prevented from delivering 250 tons of medical supplies via sea. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.